Morning, Dave Rock with a little Big Red Radio coming to you from Boss Landing, where the annual COC Golf Classic is set to tee off here shortly. Joining me now is John Eilers. John, thank you for taking a little time out of your day.
Well, you're very welcome. Glad to be here. Beautiful day.
It's a wonderful day. So my understanding is you're going to retire here yet this year.
Somebody said that. Yeah, that's true. At the end of August, I'm going to retire. I'm going to step away, and Jody Tucker, who is our associate director, is going to take over the executive director position at that point in time. So
sure. So how long have you been the executive director?
I've been this is my fifth year as executive director. I was associate director for 14 years before that. So yep. I've been at COC 19 years altogether, but yep. just five as executive director. Uh-huh.
So you've seen a lot of growth in this organization in the you know, 19 years you've been here.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We've, expanded, the exception of that was right after, COVID. Then we had to cut back a little bit cause we couldn't get enough staff, but through the year, COC has gradually, expanded and grown services and grown opportunities. So,
Yeah, and I mean, and the one thing is that, you guys really do a nice job of getting yourself out there to let people know that, hey, there are people in need, there's ways to help, and, things like this Golf Classic are one of those things.
Well, they really are. I mean, our organization, we have a lot of wonderful staff who look at what they do as not just a job, but as a ministry and a help to other people who need a little assistance here and there with some things, people with disabilities. And the community just backs that 100% because they want the people to be a part of the community as well. And we can help do that. And we all work together. And it's a great teamwork among us all.
So. Well, I was talking to one of the guests earlier, and it's really important to the people that are getting the assistance because it helps them lead an individualized and sustainable life.
Sure. No, we emphasize that. We want them to be making choices about their lives. And if there's some things that they want to do that they need a little assistance with, they need somebody alongside to help with that, that's what we're there for, to help with those things. So, yeah, we want them to be fully part of their community, do the things that they want to do, and, live out the dreams they have for their lives. So.
Right. And so I'm guessing even though you're going to step away, you're still going to be a part of the organization in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I'm going to still be here in Pella and be around. And, if I'm called upon to give some support or something, I'll be glad to do that.
So. Well, one of the things that, with people in your capacity that have been doing it for so long is inevitably things come up and maybe the people are looking for a little bit of guidance and maybe a little bit of the backside of things that you're able to provide for them.
Yeah, that's a possibility. And in Jody's case, Jody Tucker, who's taken my position, Jody's been with COC longer than I have. She's been there a little over 20 years, and she worked since grade school. No, when she got out of high school, I think when she's going to college, she worked at COC. She just started out in direct support. She's done practically every position at COC, and she knows it up top down, and she's been through it all. So I don't think she's going to need too much from me.
But that's a big part of, taking over that chair is having that experience as well.
For sure. No, that's a great that's why she's a great choice for that. And, our whole leadership team, they're all excellent. They've all been there a number of years, and it all makes a great team to help COC do what we do and receive the support we're receiving from our community and the local businesses, local churches, everybody. And this golf event today is just evidence of that.
So. Right. And I know Amy had talked about you're having the putt off. So even even within this, they're trying to find different ways to kind of help it grow and have some interest as well.
Yeah, sure. Anything we can do to it's to be enjoyable. I mean, you're supposed to come out and have fun. Today, the weather is going to be fun just by itself. But, anything you can do to kind of make it more fun and people, I mean, you look at all these golf carts, all these golfers here, and you think, wow, this is great. So so we want them to have fun while they're here. So.
Yep, absolutely. Well, listen, John, I appreciate it. Thank you for your years of service to the COC. And I'm sure we'll be running into you down the road.
Well, I'm sure we will. Thank you so much.
John, thanks a lot. You're listening to the station that takes you where the action is, 92.1 KRLS.